Okay, so that's enough from me anyway. So, well, actually, there is one more thing. This is courtesy of Martin. This is for Martin, this. Now, I will just say before I start that other internet providers are available and other cracker manufacturers are available, but I thought I'd see if I could find a couple of jokes. So this was sort of quite in keeping for where I was at work, so let me see if I can do that one first. This is for Martin, who likes a joke, isn't it? Why has Santa been banned from sooty chimneys? Carbon footprints, apparently. How do you keep your home warm this Christmas? Tinselation. Right, these were supposedly in the top 10 for this year, so you're getting a sneak preview for 2022. Now, my favourite, because I didn't read any of the political ones that are on there. My favourite for those, just for today, is how did King Charles III sign his Christmas cards to his family? No? The artist formerly known as Prince. And on that note, I'll hand you over.
Lesson, two readings. The first from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Second reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
If you would like to, you can stand to sing, O Holy Night.
And the sun. Morning. Our second reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Jesus went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. Thank you.
Shall we stand to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful?
Third lesson, Matthew 2, verse 1 to 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Matthew 2, verse 7 to 12. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then they being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed from their own country another way.
It's good practice for sitting and standing, isn't it?
Jesus' brothers and sisters, you know, what were they like? So this is actually in the style of Joyce Grenfell, written by Dave Hopwood from a church we used to go to years ago, what he thought it might have been like in Jesus' family. Joseph has his six youngest children sitting down so he can explain to them about their brother Jesus. I won't be able to scroll and hold the microphone. Who knows what will happen. Right. Are you all here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Simon, sit still. Miriam, be quiet. Let me get a word in. I don't care if little Joe is pulling your pigtail. Joe, stop pulling her pigtail. No, Susanna, you can't have another fig. You've already had seven. Jacob, don't do that. Now sit still and listen. All of you, this is important. Now, you know your older brother Jesus. What, Simon? Where is he? He's out in the workshop building a table. No, you can't go and help him, Simon. Sit down. Now. Because I thought this would be a good moment to talk to you all about where he came from. Don't screw up your face like that, Miriam. What, Joe? Yes, well, yes, that's right. He was in Mummy's tummy. You all were. No, not at the same time, Miriam. Jacob, don't do that. But before that, Mummy met an angel. Yes, Miriam, I know we often call you an angel. You are an angel. But this was a different sort of angel. Did he have wings, Simon? Well, no, angels don't have wings. Yes, I know you have some wings, Miriam. Jesus made them for you, didn't he? Jacob, don't do that. But angels are like messengers, and they brought Mummy a message about your brother. What, Joe? Did he have a sharp sword? No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. He did smile, though, because Mummy was a bit frightened, and he wanted to make her feel better. A spear? No, Joe. He didn't have a spear. Jacob, don't do that. No, Susanna, he didn't bring her any figs. He told her she was going to have a baby. Yes. No, this wasn't yesterday, Miriam. She's not having another baby. 5 boys and 2 girls is plenty for me. I mean, for us. I know you like babies, Susanna, but we're really not having any more. Now, where was I? Ah, thank you, Jude. Yes, an angel. No, it wasn't a choir of angels, Miriam. They didn't sing anything. It was just one, with a burning sword and wings. I mean, without a sword and burning wings. Now, concentrate, everyone. Come on, please. I just want to tell you something really important. Are you all focused? Yes? All quiet? Good. Now, sighs. What is it, Jude? Yes, I know one of my front teeth is crooked. Yes, and my ears are quite big, Susanna. All right, settle down. Now, your big brother Jesus is... Well, this is going to sound a bit strange, and you might have some questions about it. It is unusual, but, well, your lovely big brother Jesus is... Well, how can I put this? Oh, well, Jesus is actually... What's that, Jacob? Oh, yes, he is. That's right. He's God's son. How did you know that? Oh, really? He told you just yesterday when he was giving you piggyback rides? Oh, right. Great. That's sorted then. Who wants a big pile of figs? Oh, and Jacob, don't do that.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, shall we stand to sing?
Save us all from Satan's power when we were
be seated.
So sweet and clear, when heaven's light and music fell and mercy found us here. Glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the angels sing. Love, his goodness and his grace, to show the brightness of his smile, the glory of his face. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, your children sing. His name shall be called God. And perfect rest, to take away our burdens and to give a glorious gift. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the world will sing. His name shall be called Lord. Thank you.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Those words spoken or written 700 years before Jesus came to the earth. 700 years by Isaiah, and we heard them read earlier. I'd just like to take a few moments to look at those names that are given. I hope King Charles doesn't go down as King Charles, formerly known as Prince, as his title that he's remembered. But these are the titles given to Jesus, to the Messiah. A wonderful counselor. Normally we break this up into wonderful and then counselor, but actually it should be wonderful counselor. He's a wonderful counselor. And in Hebrew, in scripture, wonderful is not just as we would use wonderful. We'd say, oh, did you have a wonderful day? If somebody's been on a great day out somewhere, well, that's a wonderful dress you're wearing, darling. That's a wonderful dress. It's not used like that in scripture. In scripture, it's much more than the way that we use it. It's extraordinary, surpassing, marvelous. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it's also usually supernatural. It's usually only used of supernatural things. So he's a wonderful counselor. Of course, Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies. And then a few verses later, he says that to Martha, and then a few verses, a paragraph or two later, he raises Lazarus from the dead. That's wonderful. That's amazing, isn't it? That's wonderful. And that's why the disciples love to be about Jesus, because that's incredible. That's wonderful. And we know he was an amazing counselor. We know that he's one who plans, one who reigns, and that his wisdom is God-given. And we can look at so many examples in the Gospels of Jesus' counsel. We can think of the woman at the well, the wonderful wise counsel that he gave to her. We can think of Nathanael coming from underneath the fig tree. And so many more. We can think of Nicodemus coming by night, seeking counsel from Jesus. He's a wonderful counselor, the most amazing. And then it says he's the mighty God. This Messiah would be the mighty God. And the Jews must have read that and thought, how can this leader, this Messiah, be the mighty God? But of course, Isaiah had already addressed that issue in chapters 7 and 8. And we know that he is Emmanuel. With us is God. With us is God. Jesus coming to earth, born of a virgin, conceived through the Holy Spirit. He is God with us. He said in John 8:58, I am of the Old Testament. I am. All power is given to me, he said in Matthew 24 and 30. So he is the mighty God. That's a lot to live up to so far. But he's also the everlasting Father. And we kind of read those words and maybe we're thinking, well, we've got an everlasting Father already, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But this is talking about his role as one who produces directs, and is Lord over all the ages. I love that hymn. He's the potentate of time. I love that, those lyrics of that hymn. The potentate of time. He produces and he directs eternity. Cool, these are some things to live up to, aren't they? My goodness. You know, the Dukes of Burgundy used to have titles, things like Philip the Bold. I think it wasn't Philip the Bold, it was Philip the Bold. Courageous. That's quite something to live up to. Or John the Just. But these titles of Jesus are incredible. They're just incredible. He is, finally, the Prince of Peace. And that's more than just the absence of war that's talked of here. In Isaiah 11, we have that beautiful passage of the lion will lie down with the lamb. And that's all about the reign of the Messiah and how it will be. And we see from that passage that the Prince of Peace will bring wholeness and well-being to individuals, but also to society as a whole. That's what he will do as the Prince of Peace. And that's why we get excited at Christmas. That's why we're so full of life at Christmas. That's why we love singing Christmas carols, isn't it? Because they address these issues. They remind us of just how amazing, incredible Jesus is. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He's with you. He's with me as I stand here. If you believe in Christ, then he is with you. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Incredible. There's a painting by Botticelli. If you know me, you'll know I love my art history. And there's a painting by Botticelli in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. And it's of the Adoration of the Magi. So it's the wise men coming to give their gifts. And it's set in a kind of stable. And Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are at the back in the stable. And the wise men are bringing their gifts. And the donors who paid for the painting, of course, they're up there, right up there with Jesus, because they paid. So they get a good principal place. And of course, in the Medici family, the famous family of Florence, they're all near Jesus as well. And then there's rows of Florentines coming back. So there, the Joseph, Mary, and Jesus are in the distance a little bit. And then there's these rows of Florentines. And then on the right-hand side of that picture, there's one person looking the wrong way, effectively, because he's not looking at Jesus. He's looking out of a picture. And it's Botticelli. He's done a self-portrait, and he's looking out of the picture. You're looking into the picture. He's looking out. He's looking at you, and he's saying, are you onlooking here? Are you an onlooker? Or are you participating in this? Are you looking at Jesus? Or are you just passing by? It's a challenge to each of us at this Christmas time, isn't it? We were singing just now, oh come, let us adore him. And we sing it softly first go, don't we? And I don't normally participate. I let the ladies do that bit. Oh come, let us adore him. And then it's a little bit more of a crescendo. Oh come, let us adore him. And then finally we get to that third one. Oh come, let us adore him. And I was just thinking of that Botticelli painting. I don't want to be the onlooker at the back just looking in. I want to be singing louder and louder. I want to be saying, oh come, let us adore him, and making my way to the front of that picture. To the back in the case of that one, from front to back, from where I am to where Jesus is. Oh, come, let us adore him this Christmas time. Let's focus on him. And we know, as Christians, we know that he is a wonderful counselor, don't we? We know, we live that. We live that. We know he's a wonderful counselor. Amen. Through his word, through his relationship with us, he is a wonderful counselor. He's the mighty God. He's accomplishing things through us, through his power, because he's the mighty God. For those of us that know him, he's accomplishing things for us. We know good things are going to come because he is with us. And he's our everlasting father, so we don't need to fret and worry, because he's the potentate of time. Hallelujah. And he is the Prince of Peace. Each day that we live, if we focus on him, then peace flows. doesn't it, into our lives. Hallelujah. As we trust him more and more, peace flows into our lives. So we know that these titles are true because we live them. We see him living them out in us day by day. Let's not be onlookers. I just, you know, as Christians, let's move towards him. Let's, this Christmas time, take time out of the busy schedules I know you'll have just to focus on Christ this Christmas. And for those of you that might be onlookers, you've not stepped forward. You're just looking from the back of the crowd. You've not stepped in. This Christmas time, please step forward. Join in. Be a participator. Marvel at what is happening. Come and get to know the Lord Jesus. And you will find out these titles of his. He is absolutely all those things. Thank you. If you want to participate and not be an onlooker, then please come and speak with me or speak with Ben or any of the leaders here. Please make yourself known. We'd love to introduce you to our Lord. A Merry Christmas to all of you. It's been a pleasure to be here this morning with you. And from Elim Church, Bognor Regis, we send our felicitations to you all and trust you have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks, John. We're going to stand to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
It's my duty first just to remind you of a couple of things. The retiring offering for Food Bank in Bognor is in that, for that bucket over there, as you are led. There's also the cards. Don't forget to take your cards away that are over there. We don't need them left behind. And can you obviously all make sure you've got your belongings and bits and pieces? That's my duty. It's my honour now and pleasure just to thank everyone before we go into our last song. For those front of house and those back of house who have made today possible, for all those that have spoken, played, made, I think we just need to give everyone a huge thank you and a huge round of applause. They get up early and everything. It's amazing. and just to say, and I did want to say, because I think Ben's very kindly given me a few minutes according to this, and we're actually ahead of schedule, so we're fine, aren't we? That for lots of us, this will be the last time we see each other this year. We're talking about years. Amazing that, isn't it? And as much as this is a joyful time, it's also quite a difficult time for lots of people, isn't it? And it's been a difficult year in many circumstances for many different people, many different situations. So it's been a challenge. So if you just want to stand with me, we're just going to pray now. I'm going to pray. Feel free to join in if you want to. And then we will have our last song of Mistletoe and Wine. And don't forget that the first verse is a solo. And then you'll need to put your chairs away when you go for your mince pies and your mulled wine. So, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for this year, Father. I want to thank you that, as John has said, as others have said, you're in and through everything. You're with us all the time, Father. I thank you that we're here as one family, Father God, whether it's Kingsgate, whether it's Elim, Father God, whether it's just family, friends. Father, I thank you that we're all connected in you, Father. I thank you that we are just one. And Father, I thank you for this family. I thank you for what we've been for each other this year. And Father, I just pray that you take us even deeper next year, Father. There has been challenges. There will be further challenges next year. But I thank you that our hope is in you. Our trust is in you, Father. I thank you that we have glory in you. Father, I thank you that we have joy and a future in you because of your Son, Jesus. And Father, may we just remember the message through this next couple of weeks before we meet again, Father. May your peace just continue to reign over us by your Spirit, Father. I thank you again that you're with us 24/7. We don't have to come to church to find you. You're in our hearts. And Father, may we continue to share that through the whole of this festive period for your glory, in Jesus' name. So once again, thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thank you most of all to you, Father, for giving us your Son. And may your hearts just continue to be filled with joy as we finish now with the last song, and your stomachs full of joy as you have your mulled wine and mince pies. Thank you all.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old has passed, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. Oh, it's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine.
To rejoice in the good that we've seen.
To a time for giving, a time for getting, a time for forgiving, not for forgetting. Christmas is love, Christmas is peace, time for hating and fighting to see. Christmas light, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme, locks on the fire, gifts on the tree.
Participating so well, for singing so nicely. Have a great Christmas. Yeah. Thank you.